This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app. Final hour on this Monday, a best and worst of the weekend Monday. Your phone calls coming up. Got a new poll question. NFL preseason tonight. Can the Ravens continue their winning streak? They won 24 consecutive preseason games. You have to go back to 2015 when they lost a preseason game. They're 1.5-point favorites against Washington. We're going to Dublin tonight, and Navy is getting 20.5 against Notre Dame next Saturday. Paulie loves to do a first-half cover. Navy first-half cover against Notre Dame.
Service academies are known for being tough in the first half.
Okay.
Army just, I dined out on Army.
Yeah, you did. Paulie loved a first-half cover.
I think it was my biggie was Army.
Oklahoma?
Yeah, Army at Oklahoma. I think I called you at home. Said, I call your guy.
I know. Paulie goes, first half cover, Army, Oklahoma. I go, well, what's the line?
I think it was.
Was it 30?
I think it was 30, 30 and a half, and it went to overtime the game.
Yes. Was that Baker Mayfield Jr. the third who was quarterbacking then?
I don't remember if that was him. Probably.
Why haven't the Buccaneers announced who their starting quarterback is? You bring in Baker Mayfield. You drafted Kyle Trask, but if you know what you have in Kyle Trask and you think he's a starting quarterback, then why would you bring in Baker Mayfield? But they haven't. Raheem Morris has not named his starter. And I would think this is not a good team. How about you give them a little leadership direction? I'm sure that Baker Mayfield knows that he's going to be the starting quarterback. I'm not sure if you're going, hey, this is gamesmanship. Hey, we're not going to tell the opposition who our starting quarterback is.
Should help.
They're basically the same quarterback, but they haven't announced their, and I don't know why, but they're still waiting for making this official. Yes, Marv.
Are they on the New Orleans Saints level of least interesting team in the NFL this season?
No, the Saints are interesting. I got Derek Carr.
The New Orleans Saints?
Yeah. Yeah, they got, I mean, they're at least interesting. You're curious about Derek Carr, Michael Thomas, Alvin Kamara.
Am I?
Aren't you? You should be.
I am?
You should be. I would think so. Yeah, Paul.
I know what you're saying. We love this debate because the Saints are lightly interesting because Derek Carr, if he's good, what do the Raiders do? They let him go basically for nothing.
Yeah.
So, but they might not be interesting for a long time. The Colts are very interesting because of their rookie quarterback early.
Yes. And the Jonathan Taylor situation.
The Arizona Cardinals.
What did I say? Todd Bowles, Todd? I said Raheem Morris. Yeah. Todd Bowles. Raheem Morris may announce the starting quarterback for the Buccaneers, but Todd Bowles.
Well, he worked with Baker with the Rams. He's the defensive coordinator, right? The Rams.
Todd Bowles is going to be on the warm seat starting the season, I would think.
because I don't think Tampa Bay is going to be very good. But I do think the Saints are interesting. I do.
The Arizona Cardinals seem bad and uninteresting.
Yeah.
I think.
Who's their starting quarterback?
They have Kyler, but...
No. He's not starting the season. He's not healthy enough. I don't think so. But I don't know who... Is John Skelton still there? Paulie, you have your best and worst of the weekend. We got to everybody but you.
Okay, my best of the weekend is Victor Hovland, the golfer. He's 25 years old. He's, you know, best guy to not win a major, basically. But he hit a 61, round four, 61, 28 on the back nine to win the BMW at Olympia Fields. My worst of the weekend is I make the mistake every once in a while. I don't watch a lot of preseason football on purpose because I hate reacting to it. I watched a lot of preseason football the past 4 days, and I find myself overreacting to every decision a coach makes or players make. Like, I'm like, why is Brock Purdy in when he's injured? I know you want to get him some work, but he's running the ball. He's getting tackled. He's trying to get first downs. That seems like a horrible decision with an injured quarterback.
I saw Patrick Mahomes rolling right with four defensive guys chasing him down. He's right before the out of bounds, and he throws the pass. I mean, it's a great pass. I don't want that. I don't need anything from Patrick Mahomes. And I know Andy Reid does this, and you know, this is his process. Great. But if Mahomes gets injured, what do we say? What is he doing out there? Brock Purdy, I guess you gotta ease him back in. He hasn't played a lot of NFL games, got hurt last year, was a great story, but I just don't need to see you out there with guys who want to take your head off because they want to make a name for themselves. They're guys who are desperate to make the roster. How can I make the roster? Do you see that hit I had on Mahomes? Yeah, it was out of bounds. Yeah, but I still had a great hit on him. Or Brock Purdy. That would concern me there. Yeah, Seton.
And that's the other thing, too, about that play with Patrick Mahomes is funny is that he's rolling out. Just before he gets out of bounds, he jumps and throws this pass. He's got four or five defenders on him. He throws the ball into a dude who's triple covered. And it's like, look at this effort from Patrick Mahomes. That is just tremendous. If Bryce Young did that, it'd be like, what the hell is this kid doing?
I know.
That's a terrible play.
Yeah, I got a little nervous watching that. I don't need to. Patrick Mahomes doesn't have to do anything.
They just run out of bounds,
that's
dude.
That's all. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, Paulie.
I watched a lot of the New York Giants the other day, which, you know, there's no reason to whatsoever against the Panthers. You know, Bryce Young, I wanted to watch a little bit of him. He wasn't in very much. But I thought the Giants looked great. And they got Darren Waller. You forget they picked up Darren Waller. They got Paris Campbell. I know. Yeah. I'm falling. But if I didn't watch that game, I would have had no reaction to it.
Yeah, but you did this with the Packers with Jordan Love, and now you're all in on Jordan Love.
And the Giants.
Yeah.
It's exactly the opposite of what I tell people to do.
But you can't fall in love. You can only have one girlfriend. Well, how about you can have one wife. You can have girlfriends. But you're falling in love.
I think they're going to be set, Packers, for the next.
They're set.
Yeah, it's the same thing they did with Rodgers.
Over, under 10 wins. If I said 10.5 wins for the Packers this year.
I can't go 10 even. No, I'm going to go 11 wins, yeah.
I think 10-7 for the Packers. All goes well.
Yeah.
Yes, Seton.
We have up there right now on the Twitter, wins for Jordan Love and Paul's Packers this season. Right now, over 9.5, under 9.5.
Oh, that's the DraftKings line is 9.5?
I don't know, but that's what we put up there.
Yeah, you know what? Probably is. I would go 10.
Right now, 83% of the audience are taking the under.
Okay. Well, they're not in love with Love. Mm. I love Love.
Always.
Yes. Colt McCoy is expected to be the Cardinals week one starter.
Colt McCoy?
Colt McCoy, who might be a year younger than me.
What year is this?
Colt McCoy's still playing.
What year is this? 2014?
Colt McCoy.
He's 36. All right, Colt.
Okay.
He's going to be the starting quarterback.
That's going to be one awkward season.
Colt McCoy is going to be the starter?
He's in the league still?
Yes, he is.
Holy Cade McNown, Batman.
Oh, okay.
Colt McCoy?
Yeah. Yeah. Jake in Utah. Hi, Jake. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
Hey, Jake.
6'1", 185. So I got about two worst of the weekend. Kind of try to piggyback off Fritzy. Mason Wynn throwing that ball. Pete Alonso throwing Mason Wynn's ball into the stands and then giving him a signed bat. That's kind of odd to get from one of your peers as an autographed bat. And the second worst of the weekend, we had to bury my wife's dog, her childhood dog. She's now a member of the EDC 2.0, the Dead Doggy Club. That was kind of tough for her to go through.
Wow. All right, Jake. My condolences. The Dead Dog Club.
Oh.
Yeah. We've all been down that road before, haven't we?
Many times.
Yeah. Unfortunately. Yeah. Paulie has it.
Not yet. Didn't have one as a kid.
Yeah. Well, you didn't have a dad either.
There you go.
Yeah.
Not a fun day.
No. Yeah. You know what? One of the saddest days ever is when you're going to take your dog in to be put down.
Oh, God.
But your dog doesn't know that he's going to be put down, but he needs to. He's, you know, he's dying. And, oh, my God. He thinks he's going for a walk. And you go in there, and I still go back to when we had our dog Lou, and we had to put him down, and you take him to the vet, and he's just holding on, and we put him down on the floor, and the vet goes, you know, I'll let you guys have some alone time, and then he says, where's your other dog? I said, oh, he's at home. No, go get him. He needs to say goodbye to your dog. So I get in the car and go get my son's dog. And I bring him back. And, you know, I guess there's something magical that's going to happen. Like, you know, the older dog is dying. The younger dog is going to there and, you know, lie down next to him. And my son's dog walked around my dog that was dying. And then he lifted his leg and peed on him. And
pour one out.
And my wife goes, yeah, my wife goes, we all grieve in our own ways.
Sometimes you got to put a positive spin on it. Yes. An awkward moment.
Oh, we laughed so hard, and the vet came out, and he goes, what? And we told him the story, and that was it. And then we started crying because he was going to put him down.
All right.
Yeah. So on that note.
How do we get from the Giants to there?
I think that's what the Eagles are going to do to the Giants this year. They're going to lift their leg and, yeah. Dave in Arkansas. Hi, Dave. What's on your mind today?
They call me Pittsburgh Dave, and I've got the Emmy winning call right here. This is what needs to go to the nominating committee.
All right.
We've heard about Crattsburg State and all, but we need to talk about the rest of the teams and their rivals in that conference, and that's the IBSC. We start with Crone's Tech. Fritzy knows all too well they're a hit-and-miss team. They never know when they're going to show up. You've got University of Imodium. They've got aggressive offensive line. They know how to get things blocked up. Keopec State. They can move things on the ground.
Keopec State,
early and often with them.
Peck State.
The sleeper of the group is UTI. They've got a lot of new burn going with them. And the IBSC, they're not immune to all the realignment talk. They may be getting a new number. They make a splash wherever they go. Of course, we're talking about Austin Peay. Pittsburgh Dave has left the
Pittsburgh Dave. That's, he's done it again.
Very creative.
That's all
Pittsburgh Dave.
Nailed it.
When Fly Williams used to play for Austin Peay, Fly Williams, one of the great scorers in college basketball history. But the chant was, the fly is open, let's go pee. Good cheer.
Great.
Good cheer. Absolutely. Not as good as the cheer that I went out when we were facing this school, and they were cursing when we went on the floor, and I was like, wait, are they actually saying that? So it was a cheer that when we were out and then the other team came out, and I'm like, I don't know if you're supposed to say that in high school. Yes, Marv.
So I remember you told us this off air, and I was watching a movie, White Boy Rick, and they were at a roller skating rink, and that came on. And it was bleep, bleep, bleep. I was like, is that a song? This is amazing.
So here is all white team, and then we're playing this all black team, and the student body for this black school, and they were like, you know, cussing, bleep, 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 bleep. And I'm going, wait, you can't say that, can you?
And the principal's like, hell we can.
We got blown out too, by the way. I was you know, still shocked with that cheer. Yeah, Mark.
Did you put up numbers that game?
I always put up numbers, but it didn't matter. It's the bottom line. I just wanted to win the game, Marvin.
Wait.
But I'm pretty happy.
I was going to say, yeah. Like, were you on the bus and everyone was upset? Like,
yeah.
I put up 28, though.
No, when you have one of the 21, I had 21. But when you put up numbers and your team loses, but you're happy you put up the numbers, so you have to go over the top where you're like, God damn. And then somebody will say, hey, you shouldn't feel bad. You had a good game. Yeah, but we lost. So I would be a little more dramatic instead of be like, yeah, all right, man. Look pretty good there. Cheerleader Jenny Batchy looking at me. Yeah. All right, girl.
You didn't go to prom with her, did you?
I did not.
Okay.
I did not.
You're over it.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. My brother brought it up to me. I saw my brother last week. And he's like, whatever happened to Jenny Batchy?
Oh, no.
And I go, seriously? And he listens to the show every day. I said, really? You know what's going on. When's the last time you saw her? He said, it's been a long time ago. Long time ago. I'm over. All right. Andrew Whitworth, former offensive lineman. He works for Amazon Prime, NFL analyst, will join us coming up a little bit. More phone calls as well. Our final show before we go to Dublin. We will not be on tomorrow because we'll be traveling tonight and then setting up our show in Dublin on Tuesday. But Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we'll be there working on the guest list. Will Ferrell will join us. I know Wednesday and Thursday. This is how great Will is. Will is on vacation. He's flying to Dublin on his own dime, and then he's going to stay, and then he's got to fly out Friday. His dad's birthday is Saturday. So he's squeezing this in, and then he's flying all day or all night to get to his dad's birthday. Pretty good stuff. We'll take a break. We'll talk some football coming up after this. Every week we talk about our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. We want you to check out their brand new NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net. One-of-a-kind digital cards. By the way, are we going to have our Panini trading cards on display over in Dublin? Are we going to do something fun here?
After the break.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because we were taking pictures the other day. And I thought, what are we doing this for? And they said, yeah, maybe a surprise in Dublin. I go, awesome. Love it. Panini America, their favorite brands, your favorite brands, now is NFTs. Panini NFT platform, new features coming next month. And the only platform where you can win physical versions of your NFTs. Panini NFT trading cards, giving collectors the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, even one-of-one NFTs from every pack. Visit NFT.PaniniAmerica.net, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. What's the poll question for the final hour, Seton?
We got a new one up there, Dan, that Paulie just sent over.
Okay.
If you... hour poll question.
This is why Will Ferrell is going to do the poll question in Ireland.
Trying to make it look bad now to make him look better later. I'm just being... I'm that generous.
You accomplished
it. I'm a performer here.
Well done.
Team player, man.
Yeah.
As a policy, I would start a rookie quarterback I picked up in round one, week one.
Okay.
Or... you would start the backup and work in the rookie a month or so in.
So why not have Anthony Richardson play the preseason, have Gardner Minshew play the first month of the season, and then have Anthony Richardson play? They're going to do the opposite. Because it feels like Colts aren't going to be great this year. Anthony Richardson could ease his way in. Andrew Whitworth, Amazon Prime, Thursday Night Football analyst, Super Bowl champ with the Rams. And a four-time Pro Bowl offensive lineman joining us on the program, courtesy of Mattel. You got a philosophy on rookie quarterbacks there?
You know, I think I agree with you. It's one of those things, I think there's really not a bad decision, but you look at recent history, you know, most guys have waited, have sat out a little bit, sat from the sideline and watched some. I mean, I understand with him, you know, they feel like, I don't know how competitive they're going to be this year, so why not put him in there and just learn as we go? But I kind of agree. Like, it'd be interesting to see, maybe keep him out until he gets to that point in the season and then play from there. Because at least then you don't start off a whole year, 17 games of him having a rough go of it, because you're going to have a learning process. You hear Peyton Manning talk about that. You hear a lot of guys, you know, that played early, man, what a grind that was. And the last thing you want is him losing any confidence at that position going into next season.
What's it like when you get in the huddle and you realize that that quarterback is just nervous as can be?
You know, I think for me, I mean, I started off with a veteran quarterback, and then later in my career, Andy Dalton came in as a rookie, starting at the very beginning himself. A.J. Green, I had a bunch of rookies in there, Clint Bowling, A.J. Green, Andy Dalton. You know, you look around the huddle, you can tell. You know, I think they think sometimes that you can't see it in their eyes or their voice, but you know when there's a little shakiness going on. And so I think just settling those guys in, and that's where, you know, Quentin Nelson, some of those guys, it's going to be useful, man. You're going to have to talk life into him, continue to talk that confidence into him, because he's going to make great plays and be on cloud nine, and then he's going to make plays where he's going to feel like, man, I don't know if I can do this or not. And he's going to need veteran presence in that huddle to get him going each and every week, the real plays and the ebbs and flows of NFL football.
I know you're looking at the preseason differently than you did when you were playing, but as an analyst, what should we take away from any performance in the preseason, good or bad?
You know, I can be cynical. Sometimes I get too negative on the preseason. There is plays that matter. It is good to see some guys get out there and take significant snaps. You know, obviously, my last 5 years with Sean, I don't think I touched the field in the preseason, but maybe once. So I'm not a huge preseason fan. I think that sometimes, especially with edge rushers, corners, you know, when they're going against guys, when you're talking that man-to-man world, living on an island as tackles, corners, you know, edge rushers, receivers, the talent really does matter. Who you're facing matters. And so I think we can get a little too excited sometimes just seeing a great rush or a great play by a tackle if he's not playing somebody who's really going to be out there on Sundays. But, you know, it's good to see them produce and to show production and show what they're going to look like during the season. I think you can kind of find some clips where you say, all right, this is going to be a problem for this guy, or you know what, if he can get to this during the season, he's going to have success.
Why does Andy Reid play Patrick Mahomes in the preseason?
Andy Reid's old school. Look, as much fun as Andy Reid likes to have, he's got one of the toughest training camps. You know, talking to Travis and Patrick this summer, I got to play golf in the American Century. You know what? That's the main thing they talk about is Andy Reid doesn't play around. He likes to get after it. He likes physical practices. They hit the ground in their practices. It's not, you know, tapping off all the time. There is some real tackling that happens. I think in his mind, you have to do some of that to really have your mindset right for what the NFL season's like. And that's the way he's convinced it's done. And he's been pretty successful at it.
Why don't other coaches emulate that?
I think sometimes you get into all this sports science stuff that's part of this new era of football, and you can overthink every little moment. And I think some coaches, it's all about how healthy can we be week one. You know, do I have every single guy that I want on the roster week one ready to go and healthy? And that's the only thing they think about. And I don't know if you're really ever in control of that. I think sometimes you think you are, and you think you can control it by keeping them out of preseason games or limiting the action. But then at the end of the day, there's some kind of consequence for that when you get into game one or two, because I know even for me, not playing in the preseason, the nerves I felt my first two games in the season, even as a 16, 14, 15-year vet, were a lot. It was more nerves than I normally felt going into a football game. And so you haven't been out there in the pads. I'm lighting it up. The lights are on. The people are screaming. And it's like there's a new energy level. So you got to be, I think, able to handle that a little bit. So it's interesting that more coaches, honestly, aren't more on the side of Andy Reid than the latter.
How often did you go to the line of scrimmage and forget the snap count?
Well, I mean, Dan, I've never false started ever, so I don't it's always been somebody else's fault. But, you know, the quarterback's voice was weird or he kind of stuttered. It was always his fault.
Of course.
But I've definitely forgot the snap count many a time. For me, really, it became – I started watching the screens. You know, all these new stadiums, you can see the replays on the screens from almost anywhere on the field. So – I would be in the huddle watching the play before, kind of dissecting myself. All right, this was good. That was bad, you know, or whoa, we didn't do this right. And kind of giving some feedback to guys instead of really listening. So a lot of times I broke the huddle, and my left guards actually were all young guys, obviously, for my last 7, 8 years. I had them. That was their job. They learned that in training camp. Your job is to remind me the play and the snap of the scrimmage, because my old self has probably gone ADD and forgot what we were doing.
He's Andrew Whitworth. He won a Super Bowl with the Rams, joining us on behalf of Mattel. These are the little people thing that Mattel's doing, right?
Yeah, little people collector set. I got to do this for the Super Bowl, just for the game for the Eagles and Chiefs. It was amazing and such a success that we've rolled it out to the regular season. Here we are. We got all 32 teams are represented. We're really excited about it. There's some really cool people in there. I mean, all different kind of figures that you're going to get. In the Super Bowl last year, you just had players from the game. This year, you got your Joe Burrow, Josh Allen's, Von Miller's, people like that. It's going to be really exciting. I can't wait for people to get a hold of these because I know how special they are personally.
The difference of what you're eating now as opposed to if you were playing this season, how different is your diet?
You know, you got to be on screen ready, right? I mean, the TV adds, I don't know how many pounds. When you're 230, I think it adds like 20 or 50 pounds, maybe. It depends. It's all about the neck size for me. So, yeah, I definitely weigh better. Let's put it that way. I can't have as many, you know what, I've earned this meals. I have very little of those. Sitting around talking about football instead of playing it, you don't earn your calories quite as well.
Well, what was your max weight that you played at?
Oh, early in my career, probably 360, 350, somewhere in there, you know, at the end of the year. I mean, playing in Cincinnati, a little, you know, Skyline Chili.
Gold Star.
You know, weight got out of hand a little bit later in the year. Let's put it that way.
But that's big. I mean, I see Joe Thomas now, and if I said to somebody, you know what he used to do, they might say if he played football, maybe he was a tight end or something.
Yeah, he's gotten it off and looks great, man. You hear that all the time. The big guys get smaller and the small guys get bigger. he's definitely one of those guys that's taking it all off. I mean, there's a couple guys over time. I think of Alan Faneca and some of those and Matt Kirk. But it's you know what? I'm looking forward to eating good, staying healthy, and keeping it moving, baby.
When's the last time you put on your Super Bowl ring?
I actually had a chance to go. The USGA Women's Amateur was here at U.S. Women's Amateurs here at Bel Air Country Club a couple weeks ago, and I got a chance to go and do kind of the tee box for their practice rounds, and it was a lot of fun just to kind of talk to all the women and ladies that were teeing off and get a chance to greet them and welcome them to L.A. So I wore the ring just to kind of brag a little bit, show it off. They loved it. It was the idea of winning the amateur. And I happened to run into three LSU girls playing in the women's amateur, and we had a blast talking about LSU. They tried to get me to play with them. We had a good time.
Yeah, but you got your allegiance to another school. You can't play with LSU, can you?
Why's that?
That you would you'd be playing with them. You're okay with that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. Yeah, LSU Tiger,
And your accent's not as good as Brian Kelly's, by the way.
Well, he's got a much better Southern lingo than I do. That was impressive. I don't know how he pulled that off. I hope that was intentional. I'll put it that way. But they got a good football team this year. I'm looking forward to it. I'm pretty excited. I'm going to get down to our game 20-year anniversary of our national championship in 2003 with Nick Saban. So I'm looking forward to getting down there.
Good to talk to you. Have fun with Mattel. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, appreciate it, Dan.
Andrew Whitworth, the 2021 Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year and four-time Pro Bowl offensive lineman. I had one of those moments where I go, did he play at Alabama? And then all of a sudden he goes, no, why would I have a problem with LSU? And I'm like, okay, E-me. Yeah, Paul.
You read about these guys, like these offensive linemen that have to keep their weight up, where it's not like a weight problem. I read a couple stories that, like, you know, different athletes in the summer, especially with summer workouts, NFL players, that they had to eat more, and then there's another group that had to like shed weight. That's got to be the weirdest thing when your career is over to try to if it's hard to lose it.
Well, you get on these diets like Michael Phelps had this diet that was just crazy,
insane.
Yeah, and so it becomes a full time job eating. And while people go, boy, that'd be awesome. No, you talk to them and it's like I have to do this.
It feels like this like crazy maintenance.
Yeah,
you know, of just always eating.
But he weighed 360. We're not supposed to weigh 360. Like 260 doesn't even sound normal. But I, you know, growing up where you had a big offensive line, well, nobody weighed 300 pounds. You know, if you weighed 260, you'd be like, all right, got a good offensive line there. And then, I mean, I don't know what the average weight of offensive linemen is right now, but I would say, what, 290 feels like? Something like that. Gibbs in Virginia Beach. Hey, Gibbs, welcome back. Best and worst of the weekend.
Hey, Dano. Y'all were talking about Messi earlier, so not a great transition for me, but that's my fault, not you. E-me this time. But I just got back from South America with my dad, not in the Dead Dads Club yet, thank God. And I promised Tyler a couple of weeks ago that I would give y'all something for the man cave, something unique and authentic from Argentina. And I'm walking the streets, Danny, and the number of Messi jerseys you wouldn't believe, except you look like you're on the Barbie set because they're all pink Miami jerseys. I couldn't find a stitch of anything other than pink, and I had a feeling you didn't want to hang that in the man cave. At least not yet, Danny. Oh. I don't know if you're fully on board.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We just need to get it autographed by Messi.
Oh. Those the Miami jerseys are dope. Those are sick. And when I was in Italy, I saw a bunch of them there, too. They were all over the place already.
Would they look cool if Messi wasn't wearing them?
Yeah, no, they still look good. I mean, it looks better with a Messi on the back, but no, they still look good.
And winning. Because it strikes me as the early Tampa Bay creamsicle Buccaneers, where they weren't any good, and therefore I don't think we like the jerseys. And then all of a sudden they played better and then we like the jerseys. It helps if you're successful.
It does.
What's the average weight of an NFL offensive lineman?
Do you want to play the guess the average weight of the offensive lineman in the NFL game?
Sounds good. Fritzy, what do you think?
274.
All right, 274. Wow. Seton O'Connor Jr. the third.
I was going to say 275. I'm actually going to go like 310.
310?
Yeah.
Okay, Marvin.
289.
I'm going to go 280, Paulie.
Most of you guys are way low. The lightest offensive lineman in the entire league on roster this year is 274 pounds. That's the lightest. Mm. The average weight is 315 pounds. Oh, NFL offensive lineman.
That's close.
Congratulations, Zeke.
Thanks.
The heaviest, 380.
380?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm hearing.
Dang.
Yeah, but Vince Wilfork was a big fella.
Well, he was defensive lineman.
Defensive lineman, yeah. But he was. I just remember seeing him and just being like, man, that is a big dude.
Trying to think the biggest guy that I ever saw. Joe Jacoby, who played for the Washington Redskins. He was like 6'7" and weighed probably 300 pounds. But as far as who's the biggest offensive lineman? Like Anthony Munoz. When you're around Anthony Munoz, he's 6'5", but he was such a great athlete. Played baseball at USC. But he never looked heavy. Yeah, Paulie.
We went to a Miami, University of Miami walkthrough years ago, college game day stuff, and Bryant McKinney was standing next to all the other offensive linemen.
Well, he's 6'8".
And he looked like the big kid, and he was with the he was 6'8", 360 listed, and he looked it.
You know, speaking of offensive linemen, this Michael Orr, the blindside story, blindsided me. Like, where'd this come from? And then all of a sudden, people want Sandra Bullock to give back her Academy Award because what's happening with the conservatorship with Michael Orr and the family, like the Tui family? Like, what's going on?
I mean, do what's right. Do what's right.
Yeah. Like, she's going to give it back because how does that benefit him?
Yeah, what does that have to do with anything?
Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, it happened last week. Retired NFL star Michael Orr. Whose supposed adoption, whenever a story starts like that, you know there's problems. The story was the Southern family, and The Blind Side was the movie that came off of it. He's alleging in court that they got a lot of money, and made a lot of money off this movie. They're saying he didn't. They're saying they didn't make much at all. They're saying he threatened them, and there's like a blackmail thing going on that he wants to he says he was never adopted.
Oh, boy.
They're saying they're giving up the conservatorship of him. It's a lot of back and forth. It's unclear what the truth is in this story.
Wow. And then they allege that he said, look, I want $15 million or I'm going public with this. And there has to be bookkeeping on this of how much they got. I don't know if it's Jack Nicholson in Batman type or Keanu Reeves in The Matrix where you get back-end money like that. I wouldn't think so.
The Tui family said they didn't make any money off the movie. They did make some money off the book because they had to cooperate with that. But they didn't have any rights to the movie, according to the family.
What a shame. It was a great story, but I don't know when things turned. I don't know if he was told, you know, you're getting cheated here.
He was supposedly told in February of 2023 that he was never adopted and it was a conservatorship. And that... I guess allegedly some of the reports that bothered him. And he looked into some things and then started with the financial accusations.
Fritz, you just sent me something. The heaviest offensive lineman in NFL history. He played for the Lions. Aaron Gibbons?
I'm not familiar with the name, but supposedly he
Gibson?
Weighed 410 pounds.
I don't think it's Gibbons.
There's an Aaron Gibson.
Yeah, check on that because he weighed 410. For some reason, I thought it was Aaron Gibson.
410 is big.
Thank you, Todd.
410, that's a big fella.
That's heavy. Yeah, Paulie.
Aaron Gibson, he was at Wisconsin years ago. He played for Detroit, the Cowboys, the Bears, the Bills. He was listed at 375, but that...
Is there an Aaron Gibbons? I don't remember Aaron Gibbons. I remember Aaron Gibson.
There's an Aaron Gibson.
Yeah, I'm looking at Aaron Gibson. It says 410 pounds in high school. Aaron Gibson weighed in at 440 pounds and holds the NFL record for being the heaviest player at 410.
So why did you send me Aaron Gibbons?
Because I saw something that I Googled and it gave me Gibbons. And upon further review, whatever that site was.
Upon further review. We should have that.
You.
Upon further review.
The name is actually Gibson.
Upon further review, Andrew Whitworth did go to LSU.
We should do that with our mistakes.
Upon further review.
Why can't I play with LSU?
Upon further review.
Yeah, and then he's looking at me like, wait, do you forget where I went to school? For some reason, I thought he went to Alabama. Who was the offensive lineman who had his shirt off during a combine?
Cody?
No. Andrew, wasn't he from Alabama?
Smith? Andrews?
Wasn't there a guy at the combine, he took his shirt off, and I thought he was drafted by the Bengals.
I think Smith.
On. Let me Google shirtless men at the combine.
Rich Eisen comes up. What was his name? First round draft pick out of Alabama.
Andre Smith.
Andre Smith, right? Okay. All right. They're twins. To Alabama.
Those guys are like twins.
He went to Alabama, right?
He did.
No relation.
Okay. To Andrew Whitworth.
No relation. I checked.
By the way, in case you were wondering, when you Google shirtless men at combine, the first article that comes up is Tom Brady making fun of himself. The second article is Pete Carroll talking about that time DK Metcalf took his shirt off in front of him. Oh. And then Andre Smith running the 40 shirtless.
All right. I like it.
There we go.
All right. We'll take a break. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow. Thank you for taking me up on the offer. Innovation Refunds has been helping small businesses that qualify for a business payroll tax refund through the Employee Retention Credit, or also known as the ERC. If you own a business and you have more than 5 employees, you could have money waiting for you to be claimed. If your CPA said that you might not qualify for the ERC, it might be worth getting a second opinion. Innovation Refunds doesn't provide tax or legal advice, but they work with independent tax professionals. They'll share the information and let you know if they can process your claims. They've been helping eligible businesses claim their ERC tax refund since 2021. They've returned over $1 billion. And there's no upfront charge. They don't get paid unless you get paid. You have to get started by going to innovationrefunds.com. Call 1-843-REFUNDS. 1-843-REFUNDS. Or you can go to innovationrefunds.com. Innovationrefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
I went to a concert where the former lead singer, Foreigner, Lou Gramm, was singing, performing. Sounded great. I think he's 73 years of age, and I told him they should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He said, it's a long story. They're not going to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I said, okay. I'll turn my attention to Kenny Anderson, the Bengals quarterback, and Ricky Waters, the former running back. Anybody else we want to get into any Hall of Fames or Halls of Fame?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I wonder what the long story is.
I didn't ask. I just figured, you know, when you're with each other for decades like that, and then you break apart, and then it's just, there's a lot of, that's why it's amazing, some of these bands, that they're able to stay together for decades. You know, Jagger and Richards, you know, the Stones, you know, until Charlie died, but they stayed together. And putting up, I would think, with an ego like Mick constantly, but Keith, it feels like he would just kind of jab him a little bit. But, hey, Keith, you know, Keith realized Mick's the star, let him be the star. But some of these bands, U2 has been able to, you know, stay friends for decades there. But you're with each other on the road. You would just get on each other's nerves. I mean, we get on each other's nerves. And we're only here together, you know, 4 or 5 hours a day. Imagine you were traveling, you know, rehearsal. Sound check, as we like to say.
I imagine the time you're on stage playing is the easiest part.
Yeah, I would think that would, although Fleetwood Mac, when Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks, when they were last performing, they would do their song where it was about their breakup, and they sounded like they hated each other on stage, which made it even better with that song. This day in sports history, Paulie.
Got a couple. The Chicago Cardinals football team in 1929 traveled out of town for training camp. They set up shop elsewhere. First pro team to do that. Victoria Roche, reserve outfielder, became the first girl ever to compete in the Little League World Series. That was 1984. In 2009, the Dallas Cowboys played their first game at the new stadium in Arlington, Texas. And guess what happened during that game? The scoreboard was hit by the punter of the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah.
Right on cue.
Yeah. It's annoying being in that stadium, because that Jumbotron is just so large. Like, you're constantly looking up. And if your seats are down lower and you're looking up, at the end of the day, after the end of the game, you're like, damn, I need a massage here. Yes, Pauline.
I have an Ireland question for the
Ireland.
When we return next Monday and recap our week in Ireland,
yeah,
the lead story will be what or whom?
Fritzy.
Really, the question is, are better odds right now that the lead story is about Todd or about Will?
Ooh.
Are we coming back talking about Will Ferrell, or are we coming back talking about something Todd did?
Or other.
It kind of feels like betting on Todd right now is like betting on Patrick Mahomes to be the MVP.
Yeah.
Right.
It's kind of the easy thing.
Yeah. Sure. Todd. I'd say Todd. Mm. Yeah.
Safe bet.
Yeah. Rocky in South Carolina. Hey, Rock, what's on your mind?
Hello, Dan, and safe travels to Ireland. First time I've called, 65250. I got a story, spring of 1984. I'll be quick. It was the conclusion of our college basketball season. It was actually my senior year. We took a trip to Dublin to play in an international basketball tournament over there. So we went over. We were there for like 10 days, including London, but we found a pub. At least the first one we went to, and a few blocks down so we could walk to it. And, you know, you got a bunch of, you know, college American basketball players. As soon as we walked in there, of course, they all eyes come in. And, Dan, we never found another pub that we wanted to go to. And that's the only one we went to. And those guys, you find out, we're college kids, and they're like, you talk to them, well, I got to go back to work. And I'm like, what a country to live in. Found a few beers and go back to work.
I don't know if we're going to pick one pub.
That'd be funny.
But if you follow us on social media, we'll let you know when we'll be out We've got a couple of things we have to do with some clients, but we'll let you know. And if you're over there, make sure if you haven't downloaded Peacock, please do. You'll be able to watch the show and listen to the show from Dublin. Let's go around the room. What we learned on the program. Todd, what'd you learn?
Foreigner might be the Ricky Waters of musicians, not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Seton O'Connor.
Chris Collinsworth says it's time. Bengals are winning the Super Bowl.
All right. Marvin?
NBC would play the Cowboys 17 games if they could.
Yeah, they could. They would. Pauling?
Row 9 is going to be really interesting tonight.
Todd, what did I learn?
The Ravens haven't lost a preseason game since their last exhibition game of 2015 against Atlanta.
What we learned brought to you by the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, the only place to collect them all, Panini Trading Cards. The official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show for instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Start or continue your collection now. PaniniAmerica.net. We're off to Dublin. We're going to be off on Tuesday, but ready to go on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We hope you'll join us. Our starting lineup, Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Paulie, and soon to be Will Ferrell. Have a great day, everybody. One more item as we close out the show. We've been waiting for this. It's arrived. College football is back, and so are the traditions, the tailgates, and the great offers from DraftKings Sportsbook. Right now, new customers can score $200 in bonus bets instantly when they bet just $5 on any college football bet. I mentioned earlier, Notre Dame is giving 20.5 to Navy in the game against Notre Dame in Dublin this Saturday. Kick off the season with DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the app now. Use the code Patrick. New customers can score $200 in bonus bets instantly when they place just $5 on any college football bet. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with the code Patrick. Fritzy?
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. Bonus issued as free bets, one early win token issued at opt-in, moneyline bets only, deposit and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
What makes a Mercedes-Benz EV different? Electric is what gets you there, but Mercedes is what moves you, like no other automaker can. The vehicle, all electric, the feeling, all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ.